Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's one of my favorite hymns. I love that one. So simple and yet so comforting. It is Good Shepherd Sunday. Are there any shepherds in here? We know sheep are in here. And Liam is raising his hand as a shepherd, but I think you guys have goats. Yeah, okay, so a little different, but not much. And how many goats?
Three.
Okay. All right. So being a shepherd is not something that most of us are familiar with, as in this is our day-to-day job, right? And certainly being a shepherd in the first century or in Jesus' time is a lot different than what being a shepherd today would look like. So it's sometimes a little bit challenging for us to hear that Jesus is the good shepherd when we're not exactly sure what all it entails to be a shepherd. When I read this today, and I know it's Good Shepherd Sunday, so I'm going to kind of try and work a more modern analogy. We're going to stick with shepherd and hired hand. Those are the two that Jesus uses, right? The shepherd is the good shepherd. He's the one who cares about the sheep and takes care of them. And then you have the hired hand who's just there to do a job. And if it gets too difficult, they run for the hills. Or if danger comes, they run for the hills because the sheep aren't theirs. They're just there to do a job. So I thought, and again, this is an analogy, maybe a little bit iffy, but I thought it's kind of the difference between somebody who is a caregiver on the good shepherd side and a caretaker on the hired hand side. So a caretaker is usually somebody who's hired to do a job taking care of somebody or something, right? They are caretakers. It's the old idea of the caretaker of the lighthouse, right? And all of the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew's stories was the caretaker of the lighthouse, meaning that he literally took care of the lighthouse, made sure it functioned and did what it was supposed to do. And that's sort of the idea of a caretaker, somebody who is hired to do a job and they do their job. He's not saying they don't do their job. They do their job, but it's limited in scope and limited in depth. Because when things get difficult, well, they could always go find another job. And I think all of us have experienced that in some respects, where somebody who is doing their job is not really as invested. And if it gets really hard, well, I can just go do something else. Maybe it was something as simple as a waiter that you experienced who you knew they were doing their job, but they didn't really care about the job, and they knew if it got difficult, they could always go find another one, right? They weren't invested in the job. Or a teacher, and I love teachers, but every now and then you get one of those teachers that's just there to do their job, and maybe they've done it for a really long time, and now they're at the end, they're like, I just want to get out, right? They're kind of at that end. They're just there to do the job. And there's a lot of people like that. There are pastors like that are just there to do a job. They're not really there to be invested in the people. They're not really there to take care of or to give care to the people. They're just there to do a job. We've all phoned it in sometimes, right? We've all got to that limit where we're like, yeah, I'm going to go find something else to do because this is not working out. And so we leave, we abandon, we walk away from, or maybe we've experienced it on the other side where we have been left or abandoned by somebody we thought was a caregiver or a good shepherd, but they were obviously just hired hands. Maybe we found out too late. It's difficult to sometimes tell the difference. But it always comes out when push comes to shove. And that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying there have been others who have come along, who have taken care of you, but have always kind of stood at arm's length. Maybe he's alluding to the Pharisees, who are caretakers, right? They're just there to do their job. And they love it when they get the praise, but they're not going to take it if they get criticism. They're not there to be invested. They're there to do a job and make sure you do yours. That's all they're about. But on the other side is the good shepherd or the caregiver. A lot of times caretakers are hired hands. They're there to do a job. And caregivers, how many of you have been caregivers? You all ought to raise your hands. We are all caregivers to somebody or something or someone who is close to us. Some of us have been more invested in caregiving because we are taking care of or giving care to somebody who is a part of our family. Maybe it's a mom or a grandma or a auntie or uncle or cousin, or maybe we're even caregiving to some of our littler ones. Caregiving is hard. Caregiving is an investment. Caregiving is draining a lot of times. Caregivers get worn out too. But the difference between a caregiver and a caretaker, between the good shepherd and the hired hand, is no matter how hard it gets, the caregiver is not going anywhere. They're going to stick it out. Now again, as human beings, that does have its limitations. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, in reference to the good shepherd, he's not going anywhere when it gets tough. We have limited experience in being caregivers. But we know how hard it can be. We know how draining it can be. And those of us who grew up with parents who were caregivers, to become caregiver parents of our own, we know. We know how hard it is. And we do sometimes run out of steam. And sometimes we realize our own limitations. And it can be tempting because the call to just go do something else. Pay someone else to do that. Let someone else take care of that. But you know that you're the caregiver. You're the one who is called to do that. Jesus is the good shepherd, the one who is sacrificing everything he has and is because of his care for the sheep, for his people. Jesus is not saying, I am literally a shepherd and you are literally sheep. What he is saying is, I am giving everything I have, my very life, for you. I'm giving everything. I am investing everything into this relationship with you as caregiver, as good shepherd, as the one who will protect to the point of laying down my very life, he says. Sometimes it can feel that way being caregivers, that you're literally sacrificing your life for someone else. And sometimes we do that for a time, for a time. Jesus does it for all time. See, we are limited again in our understanding of what that really means, but what we do know is what Jesus says. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my own, and my own know me. See, the caretaker, the hired hand, doesn't care enough to get to know you, to get to know those who are in his care or her care. He just wants to do the job. May know names and some limited things, but too much more than that, and it's too much of an investment. The hired hand doesn't care enough to know. Doesn't care enough to know your name, anything about you. maybe only what he can get from you, or what he gets from the boss, a paycheck. The hired hand doesn't invest, but the good shepherd, the caregiver, knows you. And you know them. And that's the sort of go-between with the relationship. You know the caregiver, because the caregiver invests themselves into you, or you have invested yourself into those who are in your care. They know you as much as you know them. Jesus says, I'm the one who knows you. Not only do I know you by name, but Scripture says he knows every hair on your head. He knows everything about you. In 1 John, he says, God knows everything. There isn't something about you that God doesn't know. That is both law and gospel, right? Because he knows everything. Everything. Something that even the caregivers who are the shepherds of the sheep, I don't know. But God does. And again, that can be kind of scary. And yet, knowing everything, the good shepherd doesn't abandon his sheep. He could say, whoa, I don't need to know that. I'm out. But he doesn't. The good shepherd stays. The good shepherd says, even though I know this about you, I'm staying, not going anywhere. And I would still lay down my life for you, he says. Knowing everything about everybody for all of time and all of history and space and all of the people and everything, and he still lays down his life, knowing the rottenness in the hearts of humanity, knowing the tragedy that life would become, knowing the mess that the world has always been and always will be, he still lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus still died for you. And the amazing thing about the Good Shepherd is he would do it all over again if that's what it took. But thankfully, it only took him once. He died once for all. The Good Shepherd, the caregiver, sacrifices everything for you, for his sheep, for his people, for his children, for his creation, for all that he loves. That's the Good Shepherd. That's Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.